Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and it's just about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. My next guests are here from Juno Youth Services. Hello, Aaron Surma and Lori King.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for being here today. For starters, would one of you please describe what Juno Youth Services is? What's their role in the community? What services they provide?
Juno Youth Services provides a wide range of inpatient, outpatient services. So we have two residential facilities on Back Loop Road. We also have a youth homeless shelter and transitional living program. Then we also have community-based programs, so traditional outpatient services. We're in the schools, both the high schools and elementary schools. We run the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, which you have been a wonderful supporter of in the past.
Yes, thank you.
And last and most is therapeutic foster care.
Before we get into that, I know you guys want to talk about therapeutic foster care today, but what's the need in Juno for these youth services and the residential centers and things like that? I mean, is it pretty high in demand? Are you meeting the needs of the youth?
It's very high in demand. It always is. When we meet with people in the community, they always ask, you know, like, what other services can JYS provide, because the stuff we're doing is necessary. I think there's a growing awareness of the need for behavioral health services for young people. And as a result, even if the prevalence of the issues aren't necessarily bigger now, people's understanding of the issues is greater. And as a result, there's greater demand than I think there ever has been before for youth behavioral health services.
Wow. And so, Aaron, you're the family outpatient director. Lori, you're the therapeutic foster care licensing specialist. And as I mentioned, you're here to talk about foster care. So how does that kind of fit into what Juno Youth Services does?
So therapeutic foster care is a relatively new program in the world of foster care. And one of the ways to determine the difference between the two is that with traditional foster care, they provide a safe place for a child, nurturing home. The difference between that and therapeutic foster care is that we also provide the safe, loving, nurturing home with the addition of the requirements that there are therapeutic interventions that we teach those therapeutic foster parents to provide, and that JYS also, you know, provides through their therapeutic intervention services. So we really guide and have strong contact and support with the family on a weekly basis.
And if you're a therapeutic foster parent, you also receive a license. There's a
Correct.
Credential. You get trained.
Yep.
Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You do have to get licensed like you would with traditional foster care. The difference is that as a therapeutic foster parent, you get some more specialized training. And we use a curriculum called Presley Ridge. And it depends on the individual home, but we generally have 40 to 60 more hours of training that we try to work around the schedules of the applicants.
I know you wanted to come on the radio today to talk about the need for therapeutic foster parents, and you're sort of in recruitment mode. What is the need? How many do you want to sign up?
We could take as many people as willing to sign up to be therapeutic foster parents. We get referrals from both Juno and around the state daily for various levels of service. And we regularly have to put kids on our therapeutic foster care wait list because the demand for parents is much greater than the supply of parents.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, how do you go about convincing someone that they should be a therapeutic foster parent?
Well, there are some people that just know that that's their cup of tea. They're just that kind of person that they, you know, want to help children and they've got extra space. And then there are those people that might want to sit and have coffee a couple of times to kind of think about and process the information that they've gotten and then get back to you about, you know, whether they've got any other further questions. So, and we're open to either.
Who's the ideal candidate?
It's hard to say because there's so many different ideal candidates. So we have anybody between the ages of 21 and, there really isn't an age limit. If the person is healthy and they're able to pass the background check mm-hmm. and willing to learn the skills that we teach, I say give us a call. So if they want to learn about it, just to even support the program, that's awesome.
Well, you've provided a frequently asked questions, or you've put together a frequently asked questions, FAQs about therapeutic foster care, and I've got a copy of that right here. What made you want to put this together? How did this come about?
We want to make sure that we have consistency in how we communicate about this program and make sure that people, I think, like, destigmatize it a little bit. I think there's a general perception that, and you're dealing with a kid who has some kind of issues, that that's just work, and that's not true. There's work just like any parenting relationship, but there's also a lot of joy and, like, moments that give people great gratitude and, like, swells the heart, I guess. That's what I'm trying to gesture here.
No doubt. That's very rewarding.
And we want to make sure that we're communicating that to people. So we want to put together our frequently asked questions, make sure that people know the work and also the joy of doing it. And, you know, it's just a part of us getting the word out there however we can.
Well, we've covered a lot of what this FAQ sheet covers, but I did highlight a few questions that would maybe apply to someone who doesn't think they might necessarily qualify. So one of the first ones I highlighted, do I have to be married to be a therapeutic foster parent?
Nope, not at all. You can be single, you can be partnered, you can be officially married or not. So
yeah. It says married couples, domestic partners, empty nesters, same-sex couples, and single people, as long
exactly.
as they provide a child stability, love, and support. I'm actually interested in adoption. Why should I consider foster care?
In my opinion, I think it's helpful for people who can kind of learn through fostering what the resources are and kind of how to work with the different services in town and sort of, you know, if you fall in love with a kid that's in your home, by all means, you know, start working on adoption if that's right for you. But it might help somebody else determine whether that is the right step for them or whether they'd continue to foster instead.
Next question, do I have to own my own home to be a therapeutic foster parent? What if I rent?
Absolutely not. We actually have foster parents that share a home with, say, an older parent, and that's absolutely fine as well. So as long as the home meets the requirements and everybody in it meets the requirements, we're good to go.
Another question, is there financial support?
There is. There's a stipend that's in the amount of about $85 a day, depending on the client and whether they're a private placement or, which is, say, a parent that decides that they need to use the service but they don't have any OCS involvement. That's what would be referred to as a private placement. If there's an OCS placement, then there's an additional stipend per day.
And the last question that I thought was interesting, what kind of support will the therapeutic foster parents receive from JYS?
It really kind of depends on each specific child because it really does need to be an individualized plan. So we work very closely with the parents, and they're kind of our feet on the ground. So they're the ones that are coming back to us and working with that child 24/7 and saying, okay, here's where we feel like we're doing really well, and here's where we feel like we need a little help. Mm-hmm. And that really helps us kind of fine-tune that treatment plan specific to that child. So then they're able to come up with the interventions that are the most helpful and the most specific to that kiddo.
And the two people that provide those services, our wonderful coworkers, are Forrest Clough and Kim Hearn. So one is a clinician with a lot of experience working with young people in Juneau, and the other is a case manager who also has a lot of experience working with young people in Juneau.
Mm-hmm. Some of the kids who are in this program, are they all ages? Are they grouped together as siblings? What can you tell me a little bit about some of the children who would become foster children?
We generally have children between the ages of 3 and 21, and it sounds odd when I say 21, but if they are in state's custody, the state can decide whether they are able to continue services up to their 22nd birthday. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, we are able to take teens who might be parenting. So every once in a while, there is a younger than 3 child in the mix. So that being said, it's so hard to describe our kids because really, the biggest message I'd like to get across is about destigmatizing our kids, because they look like any of our kids. And I mean, to me, these are great kids who just haven't had that little bit of extra help that a lot of us have through our natural families or through other resources that we've been lucky enough to get in touch with. So, I mean, our kids are really great kids.
Are there any other of these frequently asked questions that you maybe want to highlight while you're here? Something that I didn't ask that you think is important to mention?
You pulled out a lot of the key ones. And I think if I could just summarize the first few questions you asked us, it's that the people that we have as therapeutic foster parents do incredible work, but they're also normal people. It's an achievable role to play. They're all doing great work. We appreciate them to a great degree. But it's something that anybody who is willing to provide a calm, safe home can do as well. So big work, but something that anybody who chooses to do it can be successful at.
Okay, so we've been talking about therapeutic foster care, how to become a therapeutic foster parent. Anyone who's listening who is inspired, who is ready to pick up the phone or go online, what's the next step?
Well, just to go ahead and give me a call, my phone number is 321-8311.
When she's off the air.
Often running around town, or they can also call me at 523-6542.
Great. And is there a website for Juno Youth Services that where people can go to get maybe a copy of this FAQ?
Yep. JYS, www.jys.org.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for all this wonderful information. I really do hope you've inspired some people out there who've been thinking about it to at least read the FAQ, because this is really good stuff, and thank you for putting it together. Anything else either of you would like to add, Aaron or Lori?
No, we just appreciate the support that KTO always gives to give us this platform. We appreciate any opportunity to get this message out in front of folks.
It is our honor.
Thank you
both for being here today.